help us to commence this service with hymn number 1048. We've no abiding city here. This may distress the worldling's mind, but should not cost the saint a tear who hopes a better rest to find. 1048.
Thank you. Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 7, commence reading verse 19. Luke 7, commence reading verse 19. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. And Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine. And ye say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking. And ye say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he saith unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Let us pray. Great, almighty, holy, eternal God, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, co-equal, co-eternal, omnipresent, omniscient, all-seeing, omnipotent, almighty, all-able, all-powerful. We stand before thy gaze. Thou seest every heart in this chapel. Thou art in heaven. God is a spirit. Lord, thou art not limited. Thou hast no dimensions. May we be standing in thy presence through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the gracious angel of thy Spirit. May we be standing before the Son of God and sitting and our hearts kneeling and bowing and worshipping. For thy glorious person, Son of God, is actually in heaven and is there reigning, sitting, reigning, standing, interceding. Thy glorious, holy person, in the fullness and union and bosom of the Father, and also at the Father's right hand, various glorious realities of grace and truth. O, help us now to know thou seest my heart. O Lord, I come to thee in this public way and plead with thee that we might behold thee and know thee this day in the lattice of the gospel. Oh, that our soul might feel thee near, the dew of the Holy Spirit, that we may feed upon the living bread, even thyself, thy grace, thy finished work, Lord Jesus, in that mysterious way, in that way of faith. We come before thee, Lord, as we are. Thou knowest all that has gone on in our hearts over the years, all the labour, the confessions, the weepings, the mournings, the grievings. Thou knowest the hopes, the revivings, the rejoicings, the praises. Lord, thy wonders thou hast made known. 1,000 mercies every day, countless as the sand they are. O Lord, but we are still in need. We need thee even more than ever. We utterly depend on thee to help us. We will come and we bow as a sinner and can only do this every day. But we would look and plead grace, look for grace and plead grace. We would be found in a waiting spirit for thy blessing, for thee to speak. May we hear the voice of our beloved. Dear Lord, have compassion on us as we gather round thy word. Lord, there is no other salvation but thee. And we need saving. And we keep coming. And we do come. And we would be near thee if we could live in thy word. Lord, thou knowest those in this chapel that live in thy word and have to and hover around it, often feeling themselves destitute, but to draw from the well. There are those, thou knowest those who are smug and think themselves righteous, who can quote thy word. But let us be silent before thee. Thou seest our hearts. Bless thy waiting people. Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us and bless us. Dear Lord, do favour us. We don't deserve it. With some prospect above, Lord, we grovel here below. We have the earth earthy. We are earthbound, earth-tied. Hezekiah cried, O Lord, I am oppressed. Undertake for me. Is there some soul in that spirit this day? And has been for a while. But may, dear Lord, do let down thy mercy to our heart, thy word. And open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Let there be. We don't deserve it. Some realization thou hast prepared a place for worthless me. Can it be so? Vile as we are. But the preparation is the atonement, the blessing, the word of life, the resurrection. And thus, O Lord, I plead thy great name. Thy, let thy love abound. Let the eternal electing love of God the Father flow down through thy grace, Lord Jesus, through thy person. We cleave to thee, my Lord, my Saviour, my Redeemer, my Rock, My only hope now, my only hope forever. Remember us in mercy and visit us. Although now it's the remaining days of our life, thou art but few. Prepare us for thy will. Prepare us for the end of the journey. Give us those fresh tokens, those fresh washings, a fresh sense of thy presence. Dear Lord, and do warm our hearts and affections unto thee. We certainly need drawing away from earthly things, and earthly ties, and earthly prospects. We haven't come here for an earthly prospect. We want a heavenly one. Prepare us, dear Lord, we are but dust and ashes. But, O dear Lord, how often thy people return to their sad confusion and their sad place, and all the awful agony of the iron bondage of darkness. Dear Lord Jesus, do be with us. O Lord, we come then and bowing now, and plead that the word of the gospel may be made precious to my soul, that someone may hear that voice from heaven that I am with thee, I will never leave thee, I am thy God. Look unto me, trust me, I will fulfill my word. Thou shalt see my glory soon, when the work of grace is done. Partner of my throne shalt be. Say, poor sinner, lovest thou me? Do before us, Lord. All shed abroad thy love. May we know thou hast loved us with an everlasting love, unchanging love. Remember this house of prayer. Pray for the friends, the deacons, and the church and congregation. May they abide in unity and peace. And may they be found a living, exercised people. May they come to this house weeping and seeking after Jesus. May they obtain mercy. May they go forth with gladness and rejoicing. Do send forth the continual showers of thy blessing. Bless the ministry of the word in this house, thy servants that come, and so forth. Lord, remember all. And we pray likewise for the churches, a group of churches to which we are attached and love. Remember the congregations, thy servants on the walls of Zion. My servant, this day at Black Boys in Horam, grant him that true anointing, that blessing. Remember the editors of our magazines, the secretaries of our societies, each of thy servants. Remember all friends here and elsewhere in affliction, pain, suffering. Grant those healing mercies, those restoring mercies. May these things work for our good, for the good of our never-dying souls. Remember all in senior years, near the end of the journey, feebleness, weakness, affliction. God, be merciful to them, bless them, save them, help them. Visit our souls. Remember our young people going forth in life. May thy tender fear be in their heart. Let thy work appear, call them by grace. Draw their affections from the business successes and scenes and the pleasures of this earth. Draw their heart above. Bring them to need thee. At the same time, provide for them, open their eyes to see that thou wilt make the way and provide. Bring them to the throne of grace. Bless the Sunday school, bless the instruction. Bless that given, bless the young people, the dear children, the sweet babes. Dear Lord, have mercy on widows, widowers, those who plough a lonely furrow, those who need thee to appear, those in distress, those with a special need. Have mercy on England at this solemn time. Lord, we would acknowledge mercies over the years to us as a nation, and would give thanks And grant that the eyes of the nation may be opened to see how we have forsaken thee, and the lives given of young men years ago to defend our liberties. O Lord, we are in a solemn, terrible state. Have mercy on us. Lengthen out our Protestant heritage, religious civil liberties, freedom to worship. Remember thy one church through the earth and mystery, and is where thy name is feared, thy word is read. Where there is that awful persecution and genocide going on, make a way for thy people, those hidden ones in the earth, a way of escape. We bless thee, thank thee, praise thee for every mercy we have, every comfort, every provision, every blessing, every help. Lord, abundance of supply, protection, preservation is more than we deserve. O Lord, but we bless thee for those gospel mercies. Thou art the glory of them, Lord Jesus, the word of the gospel, the throne of grace. Thy blood, thou art in heaven now. Thou didst shed thy blood on this earth. O Lord Jesus, I speak to thee. Have mercy on me. May we know the life given to us through the blood of sprinkling and the atonement given unto us. O Lord, and reconciliation to be given unto us. And thy dying love to be shed abroad in our hearts. And thy resurrection living, because I live, ye shall live also. Dear Lord, give us thyself, and may our hearts be taken up with thee. We bless thee for thy grace. So, Lord, do help us. Thou knowest each have come, all the lonely, dejected, bowed down, agonies of spirit, disappointments, losses, suffering. Lord, blighting of all earthly things and feeling of terrible sorrows. Thou knowest each have come. But we come to thee. We come as sinners. And may we come confessing. And may we come repenting. May we come forsaking. And may we come pursuing after thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy prayer. Lord, anything we may have forgotten, do make up in giving. We bow before thee, Lord. We have to come with the women of Canaan. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. We have to come with the publican. God, be merciful. Spare my life. Be merciful. Save me. Give me eternal life. Be merciful. Be merciful to me, a sinner. We ask all in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, be due in our midst. May the manna be upon thy presence. We ask all things, Lord Jesus, in thy name and for thy sake. And plead thy name before the throne of God. Come, 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 Lord Jesus. Come, come, amen.
Hymn 1072. Jesus, Redeemer, Saviour, Lord, the weary sinner's friend, come to my help, pronounce the word, bid my corruptions end. 1072.
in complete dependence upon the Lord. I would draw your attention to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Luke chapter 7, and part of verse 47 and verse 50. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven. And in verse 48, he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Some scattered words out of Luke 7. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And he said to the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. Three or four weeks ago, I went to preach somewhere and had a text. And as I arrived at the chapel, so this verse 50 spoke to me, and I had to venture. I didn't expect a similar thing to happen today. I had a word in Hosea coming up here, and as I was parked somewhere down the road, trying to pray and ponder, and so this all comes back. So we venture. You know, are we made to be sinners before God? We all know we're sinners, don't we? We got used to it. We got really used to being sinners, haven't we? But does the Lord show us the awfulness of what it is to offend God? And that eternity is before us. And every one of us shall see Jesus one day. Every eye shall see him coming again. Or we shall be called up to stand before him. There is such a thing as a last judgment. Dear friend, have you come here with a burden, a sorrow, an exercise, a prayer? Has someone come who knows the Lord and have felt their sins forgiven and have fallen into a lean condition, an exercise state, or even to a backsliding condition? How forgetful we are. Why do these things happen? Why are we allowed to fall into leanness? Surely the Lord could keep us, can't he? Is it not to teach us, to show us what is in our heart? How forgetful we are. And that no man can keep alive his own soul. You cannot keep your desires alive. You cannot keep your love burning for the Lamb of God. You cannot thank him as we ought. So forgetful. But are you brought down? Are you brought down, ruined, sorrowing, ashamed? Friend, a sinner is ashamed of himself. They're brought to be ashamed of themselves. You have to cry out and groan before the Lord. What have I done? What have I been like? What have I said? Lord, forgive me. What took hold of me? Friends, inner corruptions. And they'll be with us to the end of the journey. That's our danger. That's the awfulness of the ruin. They'll be with us to the end of the journey. Your corruptions will not leave you to the end of the journey. But grace, where sin abounded, do you know what it is for sin to abound?
Where sin abounded, moreover the law entered. And that's the reason for the law, the giving of the law, to show man his offence. The Decalogue and so forth. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. We might see it and feel it. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You know, it's a solemn thing to be religious. Ever such a solemn thing to be religious. To go to God's house and to get used to the doctrines and have no burden, no need of Christ, no exercise, a formality, some vague hope that he'll have mercy on me because he's a merciful God. Friend, you come to the Lord's house weeping, ashamed, sad, longing for mercy, and obtain it, and rejoice, and go on your way. And then again, some years later, or some, I don't know, months later perhaps, freshly defiled, needing the same grace, the same mercy, the same gospel, the same word, the same healing, the same Redeemer, the same everlasting love. But this woman comes who's a sinner. And note her actions. What does she do? She comes and stands behind him weeping and at his feet. She's at his feet, behind him, afraid to come, doesn't want to be noticed, feels to be the black one. Can't be seen among God's people. Come behind him. But she comes weeping. Friend, and she does something. She gets hold of him. Friend, do you weep over the word? Do you get hold of the word? Do you plead it? Your life is at stake on this. Friend, our very existence, our breath, our soul, our being is at stake. The word of life. It's a word of life. Life. It's life. And it's eternal life. And there's nothing else but eternal life in the word. You know, there's a very gracious word the prophet speaks of. Take with you words. This is God's instruction. This is Jesus' instruction. Take with you words. She kissed his feet. She washed his feet. She touched his feet. In other words, she laid hold of his feet. And love was there. There was forgiveness there. And I believe she was receiving that blessing. Although the Lord was yet to confirm and seal it on her heart by his voice, by his word unto her, directly to her soul. But the gracious instruction of God, friend, you know, we will not at the end be left without excuse if we're found wanting. It's ever so solemn. If I'm found wanting at the end of the journey, I'll have no excuse. Take with you words. Take with you words. What words will you take? What words do you take? Confessing, mourning, repenting, and taking the Lord's word, and asking and pleading, have mercy on me. Lord, subdue. Lord, conquer. Lord, speak. Lord, draw my affections. Take with you words. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Turn to him. Turn away from what you're in. Turn away from the evil way. And turn to him who? The Redeemer. And you'll find him in the letters of the gospel. You'll find him in the Bible. You'll find him in the throne of grace. Those two great blessings. Two great places. God's word and prayer. God's provision, the means of grace. Take with you words and say unto him, say unto him, the woman's coming, she's doing it. Friend, she's not saying anything, she's weeping. It's her activity, it's her actions. By the actions, the heart is weighed. Behold her, look, she's come to the Lamb of God. Friend, when we were last at the feet of the Lamb of God, well, we'd long to be there often. Well, friend, he brings us there, but he doesn't bring us all happy and clappy, does he? He brings us there mourning, sorrowing. Is there still mercy reserved for me? Can there be mercy still for me? We're brought back, you know. Love brings us back. Eternal love brings us back. And say unto him, say unto him, take away all iniquity. Take away the love of it. Take away its power. Iniquity. Create in me a clean heart. Friend, we want clean hearts. Create afresh, anew, a clean heart. Or revive what was there already. Bring it up again. Bring it up. Thy work is there. Thy fear is there. Thy touch is there. Thy finger's there. Revive it. Revive it. Take away all iniquity. And this lovely word, friend, I was pleading it the other week as I was travelling. I kept pleading it and pleading it. I don't know, it was 03. It doesn't matter when it was. It was a weekday somewhere. I know where I was. I wasn't going to preach anything like that. Receive us graciously. It seemed to drop in. Receive us graciously. Receive us graciously. The Lord's spoken in his word and said, O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Even though thou hast fallen, even though I've been from mindful, and say unto him, take away all iniquity. This is the grace. Receive us. Receive me. Receive us graciously. The grace, the mercy, the love, friend, the grace of God abounding in the Lamb of God. Safety, blessing, mercy, love, touch, healing, eternal prospect, eternal hope, holiness, righteousness, peace of soul, peace of mind. Receive us graciously. So we will render the calves of our lips. The rendering of the calves of our lips is the sacrifices of thanksgiving and praise. Friend, if our journey doesn't end in praise, woe unto us. Woe unto us. It must end in praise. May it do so. May it do so in eternal joy and praise for his mercy. But you have a little helps here, don't you? Some of you have got on your knees and blessed God as with your limited faculties, but with all those limited faculties, and blessed him for his mercy and answers to prayer. I was brought low and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. We'll get back to the word. Yes, she comes, you know. She anoints him, anoints his feet with her tears and washes them and anoints them with the ointment. That's grace working. That's grace. That ointment, you know, portrays the fragrancy, the intercession of Christ, but you know, also the oily part is the work of the Spirit. True confession. A true giving over of our heart to the Lord. I don't mean we can give our heart to the Lord. Don't think I'm preaching that, because I'm not. I know jolly well I can't. And so do you, some of you. We can't give ourselves, can't do anything. We're utterly helpless. But you know, as you're drawn, she's drawn, and she has it all out. It's all in the tears, the heart's repenting, weeping, mourning, and loving. Look, my only hope. This is why my sin can be put away. This is where I shall receive everlasting love. Friend, at the feet of the Saviour, and nowhere else. At the throne of grace, friends. With your Bible, there was a good man in Sussex years ago. Of course, I didn't know him. I think his name was William. His name was Gaston. I think it was William Gaston. He was the builder that Mr. Funnell directed to build Black Boys. And he was found down at Hope Farm at the bottom, found dead. On his knees, with an open Bible in front of him, in the appearance, or he'd sagged down, but in prayer. He died in prayer with the open word before him. I think he was a deacon, I can't remember now, but have you come? When were you weeping with an open Bible? Are you confessing? Are you loving? Have you come? But you know, look at the Pharisee. Separation from the world. True separation from the world. Dear friends, is an agony in the heart. It's a conflict. You don't go round in the chapels or outside disdainfully beholding others. You abhor yourself. You abhor yourself in dust and ashes. And then you won't talk about other people. You'll forget other people. You need the Lord in your own heart. But look at this Pharisee. I don't want to talk much about him. It's no profit in it, is there? Where's the joy of a believer? With the woman, not with the Pharisee. With the woman. That's where the believer's hope is. But the Lord has to speak about this debt. You know, there are those who have degrees of faith, degrees of repentance. Little ones in Zion, the lambs brought to Christ. There are those who've gone wild. Those have gone wild. And it's ever so sad, friend. And oh dear, what sorrow it brings in afterlife, in days of pilgrimage. Wild in heart. Some of us have. And all the regrets, the sorrows that lie ahead. But you know, they love much. They love much. They love much. That was the point of the parable to the Pharisee. To whom little is forgiven, love little. To whom much is forgiven, love much. Love much. Friend, can you stand in awe at the Lord's mercy to bear with you all your days? And still showing you grace, and still helping you, still keeping you alive. What a mercy. You'll love much. You'll love much. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, which was the custom. Shush wath my feet with tears, wipe them with the hairs of a head. It's personal, you see. It's personal. Her own tears, her bodily tears on the Redeemer's feet is personal. Friend, and there is a giving over of our lives to the Redeemer, for he has redeemed us. He gave himself for us. For us. Touch with the feeling of our infirmities, he was. Who loved us. And gave himself for us. There is the coming to him, to follow him. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath, listen to the language, friend, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. In my presence she's done nothing but kiss me. What love. What love. Redemption. A full washing away. A new heart given. We don't know what the woman knew. We're not told. And Christ was yet to suffer. Had she seen or beheld the sacrifices under the dispensation and seen the glory and grace in them? Now behold the Lamb of God. We don't know how she's come. We don't know her background. She has not ceased to kiss my feet. Are you drawn? Mercy. What mercy. What grace. Oh, does it touch your heart? This man receiveth sinners, eateth with them. We're not talking about theory sinners. Are you drawn? You need the Redeemer, your helper, your support, your friend. Your husband, friend, an eternal one, an almighty one. Husbands and wives are limited. Husbands and wives look on their opposites, sometimes absolutely helpless. They see them suffering or they see them in distress. They can't do anything. But all this, not this husband. Not this husband. Not this husband. For thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Why? Why? He walked this earth. He was to suffer. They were to be nailed. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, what? Which are many. Are many. Are many. You know, it's an awful thing to get used to these things, isn't it? It's ever such a solemn thing, you know. God hates that. That is what God hates. I issue the warning. God hates. God hates just the outer worship of lips and formality. He hates it. But he loves a brokenness. He loves contrition. Why? Behold his Son, broken for us. Broken for us. Redeeming, purchasing, buying, bringing to God, and loving. But broken, bearing our shame, bearing our, that must touch, if that does not touch your heart, friend, it will be very sad for you in years to come. Does this touch your heart? The Redeemer, broken for my sin, broken for my sin. How you long to know, a living soul longs to know it. And she's got some sense of it, you know. She's got there. Friends, I don't know what she knew, and you don't know what I know, and I don't know what you know, but you're there, you're going there to the feet of the Redeemer to weep. Her sins, which are many, what a shadow. Friend, what a shadow is cast over us sometimes. Many, many. Do you know it? Many. But are forgiven. 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 Put away, not to be seen. How can the woman's sins be seen? She's at the Redeemer's feet. She's holding them. She's washing them. She's weeping over them. She's anointing them. She's wiping them with her hair. They can't be seen. Love has washed them away. Do you know that prayer in Psalm 25? Oh, it's a good prayer. For thy name's sake. If that was just, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. We all say that. But faith, living faith, goes further. And it says, for thy name's sake. Faith beholds the provision of God, the provision of the Lamb of God, of Christ, for thy namesake, Emmanuel, God with us, for thy namesake. O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, verse 3. Now this woman has come there. She doesn't just want her sins put away so she can live. Friend, there's more to salvation than us just living. It's the grace, the wonders, the love of God should have brought in the heart. That's the glory of salvation. Yes, eternal life is a mercy. You'll be brought to need it. But you'll behold where it is in Christ. And have his love shed abroad in the heart. That's what you'll want. He says, does he not? I'll go back to that word. I think it's in Psalm 25. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. The goodness of God, the glory of the covenant, the mind and eternal decrees of God. Thy goodness to a poor worm. Friend, do you know his great goodness? Has he been a help to you? Do you know this text? God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Do you know that? Have you experienced it? A very present, a near help, a near support in trouble. Do you know it? A refuge for thy good. That's his great goodness. That's his goodness. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore would he teach sinners in the way. What a mercy. Friends, has he taught you some of it? Solemn teaching, you know. Hiding his face is teaching. You wouldn't believe it, would you? But it is. We want the teachings that dangle us on his knees. But when he hides his face, there's teaching. He makes you long for him, pine for him, weep after him, cry for him. And if you know hiding his face, that means you know him. And he's your Lord, your God. Because it means you have had the shining of his counsels upon you. But you're wanted again. You can't live without him, can you? The meek would he guide in judgment, and the meek would he teach his way. Oh, that we had that meekness. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth. All of them. The narrow way is all mercy and truth. Following the Lord Jesus is all mercy and truth. I know we don't feel like it, friends. It doesn't always, but so it is. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. Her sins, which are many, are all forgiven. It's those transgressions that are against the law of God that so cause us so much sorrow, so much shame. But what about the sins of omission, the sins of love, the sins of pride in spiritual things and spiritual blessings? We take the glory to ourselves, you know. We take the glory to ourselves. It's ever so solemn. We take the crown off the Redeemer's head and put it on our own, as it were. May God forgive us. But he does forgive. He does forgive. Look how he forgave Peter. Peter loved his own life more than the Saviour, who was the dear Redeemer, loved Peter's life so much that he laid down his own life. Look at Peter's return. He loved his own life more than the Redeemer's. And yet he'd vowed he'd die for him. He turned and looked upon Peter. Friend, Jesus said to Peter, I prayed for thee. Do you value Christ's intercession? Wonderful, wonderful intercession for sinners. Intercession for sinners. Intercession for sinners. Do you value his intercession? His glorious priesthood, his grace. The Lord turned looked upon Peter. Her sins, which are many, many. We don't have to explain this. The soul knows it, doesn't it? The heart knows it altogether. Many are forgiven. Are forgiven. Very sadly, you know, the Lord spoke this word to Simon and spoke about the woman. How awful to listen in the chapel and enjoy the sermon and think, isn't that wonderful? And that's just what I need and so forth. And that person over there is so favoured. Friend, and not to be weeping at Jesus' feet. Are you just sitting in a pew or are you weeping at Jesus' feet? Did you come weeping this morning? He said to her, he then turns all the grace. What a rejoicing. Thy sins are forgiven. May the Lord speak to some heart. And these are well-known words. May Jesus speak. I am he. He that hung upon the cross, bore the curse, was dead, walked this earth, nailed to the cross, spit upon, laid in the manger, born of Mary, eternal. Friend, what can one say? I don't know how to speak these things. They're beyond me. The dear Redeemer, as a babe, still God, still the Son of God, still Almighty, but hanging upon the accursed tree. When he says to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." And he says to the disciple to take her in, "Behold thy mother." But what of Christ on the cross? The visitation of the angels to Gabriel, the visitation of the angels to the shepherds. And she knew it. She knew of it. And now this hour. The sword, Simeon said, entering her own heart also. But the sword of grace and of the Spirit. I am he that blotteth out. Can't be seen, friends. God does not see your sin as you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. By living faith. And our last verse here is absolutely vital, which I want to come to. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake. Redeemed for the glory of God. Why me? Why me? Why chosen? You know, the song of heaven isn't just for the redeemed, for their own salvation, but it's for his glory. It's that his glory is a wonderful truth. It's a wonderful truth to have God's love, a touch. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, "Yea, I have loved thee. I have loved thee with an everlasting love. I have loved thee. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I've drawn thee back to me again. I've drawn thee to my feet. I've drawn thee to the word. I'm drawing thee to follow me. In loving kindness have I drawn thee, drawn thee, drawn thee." Friends, we're drawn in sorrow like this woman, but weeping and joy and love. I'm he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, will not remember thy sins. What a wonderful thing to be able to plead the name of Jesus in spirit and heart and to abide under his shadow, under his wing, live in his word, feed upon his grace, plead his precious blood. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Drink indeed. Friends, if you can't do anything else, plead his sufferings and his death, and your soul will live. I know it will live. It will live. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me. Return unto me. Come back. Come back, wandering soul. For I have redeemed thee. Thy sins are forgiven. When they let down the man sick of palsy through the roof, the Lord said, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. And they cavilled at it. Said, which is easier to say? You know, there was a reason. That ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Power in the gospel. Power in the Holy Ghost. Power in your own soul to know those sins forgiven. Someone, I hope someone's come here with a need, their sins forgiven, or freshly, a fresh touch of them forgiven. A fresh confirmation, a fresh sealing. And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. How was her faith seen? Friends, we could speak of faith. We could speak of its working. We could speak of its exercise. We could speak of its drawing. We could speak of its authority. We could speak of its origin by the Holy Ghost, by the will of God. But here it's seen actively. She's come. And there will faith be seen. Faith is known as Christ is made precious. Faith is realized. She's come to the one place only. Friend, we can read religious books, we can go to chapel, we can do this, we can have meetings, we can do whatever we like in religion. There's plenty of it going on these days, I can tell you. And it's worrying me very much. We seem to be missing the vital things in our churches now. We want the grace of the Lord, the tender fear of God at work in the heart. There's salvation, there's happiness, there's the sealing, the work of the Spirit in the heart. Faith, thy faith has saved thee. You've come to me. Woman, you look for me. You've wept at my feet, woman, and I put away your sin. And you know you're a sinner. And I made you know you're a sinner. And I've drawn you to me as a sinner. And this is where thy sins are washed away. Thy faith. Thy faith. Faith isn't confidence, you know. Faith is completely misconstrued these days and wrongly spoken of. It's like a religious confidence. Friends, it's got nothing of the sort in it. It's beholding the Lamb of God, even in tribulation and sorrow and distress, and beholding where your joy, your hope, your strength, your deliverance is, where your love will be, where his love will be let down into your heart. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Now, this woman went in peace because the Redeemer spoke to her to do so. And it wasn't just like you telling a child to do something and then they forget all about it and don't know what to do next. Friend, the peace of God went with her. The glory of God went with her. Heavenly peace went with her. Emmanuel's love in her heart. But thy faith has saved thee. Friend, this is a faith shown by works, as James tells us, isn't it? True, true, godly repentance. But oh, how you drawn. Friend, what mercy. I love that word. Oh, Jesus Christ, the same. The same. What would I do if he wasn't? What would you do? Do you that know him, what would you do if Christ changed and his love changed? Look at our wretched love. Friend, as fickle and as shallow as any man can have it. But his love. I can't think of the lines. Thine's an everlasting love. Oh dear, how does it go? It's something a bit deeper. No, I think I've got two hymns mixed somewhere. I have got two hymns mixed up here. Mine is an unchanging love, higher than the heights above, deeper than the depths beneath, free and faithful, strong as death. I remember once the Staplehurst, that hymn being given out. A lovely hymn, 761. And it seemed to really help me. I was in deep trouble. My crimes are great, but don't surpass the power and glory of thy grace. Great God, thy nature knows no bound, so let thy pardoning love be found. You know, I never thought I'd ever come to a place where I could really doubt that his love could surpass my sins. What sad places we come to. Now I'm having to plead that hymn now. I received it as a blessing. Those lines. I believed it, I felt it, I knew it as a reality. But to crawl back again. Some years later, can it be so? Lord, it can't be. What, my crimes? Does it surpass? Does thy love surpass? My crimes are great, but don't surpass the power and glory of thy grace. I think they must have done. They must have gone past. Thy faith has saved. Friend, faith is a grain of mustard seed. Faith is a grain of mustard seed. Beholding the Lamb of God, thy faith has saved thee. Friend, we didn't know we got. You know, when a person's got living faith, they may not be aware of it. They don't go around thinking, well, I've got faith now. People go around saying, well, have you got the faith? I've got the faith. No, 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 no. Living faith is seeing, weeping after Christ, repenting, a longing, beholding, and looking in the Word, living in the Word, praying your way along. And not just, I'm going to say, I'll rephrase that. Friend, it covers everything. Pathway, personal sorrow, affliction, body, your never dying soul, the love of God, the grace of God. I'll go back to that word with the man sick of a palsy, which is easier to say. Oh, the grace in his heart. Son, thy sins be forgiven, or take up thy bed and walk. But my God shall supply all your need. And he will, although he tries us very much. We get to the places where he said, it's too late now. Can never happen anymore. It's too late, it's too late. Friend, God is never too late, you know. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Her sins, which are many, are all forgiven. Well, I will leave the word. He said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. There was look to me, a Jonah far off look. I will look again. How many gains have you got? You'll have to keep looking again. You'll know some more yet. Oh, look again. Thy faith. Friend, we don't know we've got faith. But it's as our heart goes out to Christ. In tears, cries. When wilt thou come to me? When wilt thou visit me? Lord, when wilt thou speak to me? Lord, when wilt thou bless me? When wilt thou save me? Oh, come to me. But thy faith, thy faith. You've come. You've come. They're bowing. Friend, you love him. We love him because he first loved. This woman loves him. She loves him. She needs him. Friend, you need him. We need him. Friend, that never goes away, does it? It increases. But what everlasting love. Well, I will leave it now. May the Lord bless the word. It's weekly preached, I admit that. Oh dear. What we want is the word to be blessed. Forget about ministers and people. Jesus, God's word. God's word in the soul. God's word in the heart. With life and love and mercy spread abroad. Isn't that what you want? A living soul wants that. And he'll get it by and by. That's what we want, friend. I want the Lord. I want his love in my heart. And I want his word there. For there is peace and joy. And heaven let down in a little measure here and there. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Thy sins are forgiven. Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £610, for which we're very thankful. God willing, Mr. Hadley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening when there will be a collection for the TBS, and Mr. Tim Rosier is expected to preach next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 1055. Come ye souls by sin afflicted, bowed with fruitless sorrow down, by the broken law convicted, through the cross behold the crown. Look to Jesus, mercy flows through him alone. 1055.
Thank you.
And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Ghost, abide with us each, now, forever. Amen.